Leading the news this morning, and Colonel Muammar Gaddafi's 40-year iron rule on Libya is teetering on the brink this morning. The capital, Tripoli, is in chaos, and anti-government demonstrators have now taken control of other major cities. Colonel Gaddafi's security forces have launched a violent crackdown on the protesters, but senior members of Libya's government have now started deserting the regime. An Australian man jailed for murder in Bulgaria has lost his appeal against his 20-year jail sentence. Jock Porfiryman was convicted in 2009 for stabbing a man to death during a drunken brawl. The 24-year-old pleaded not guilty, arguing he'd acted in self-defence. He'll now make a final appeal to Bulgaria's Supreme Court. The stepmother of Australian girl Zara Baker has been charged with her murder in the United States. A grand jury has just handed down the indictment charging Eliza Baker with second-degree murder. The 10-year-old disabled girl went missing in October, and police later found her remains. Three children orphaned by the Christmas Island boat tragedy will be allowed to stay in Australia permanently. Immigration Minister Chris Bowen says the children and their relatives will be released into community housing in Sydney later this week. Mr. Bowen says the government is moving to give the children permanent refugee status. And a suicide bomber has killed at least 30 people in northern Afghanistan. Another 39 people have been wounded in the attack. The man blew himself up among a crowd of people